Yeah, I'm just picking my teeth. Hang on. I've just had a sandwich.
You did.
Because you bailed on burgers.
On burgers. Because it got a bit late. It's 2 o'clock and I just went, oh.
Bailing on burgers. I mean, we all know that that has been a tradition that we turn up, we do the podcast. But this time it was going to be before.
Yeah.
Something's happened. I don't know. Someone's got into your head. You've taken away my fun. You know, now I've had a cold toasted sandwich from up the road. They were very nice people, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Next time we'll get a burger, definitely. Because it was like a 2 o'clock kind of, I went, oh, I'll have some sushi. And then I had too much probably. Anyway.
And, you know, plus I'll probably go into some sort of slumber, post-food slumber as I've just had a coffee as well. Anyway, listen, big news. Something's happened.
What?
Apparently, mm-hmm. I can retire.
Oh, really? Who said that? The accountant?
No.
Your partner.
Because something that happened.
Oh.
Can you guess? I don't think you can.
Got a letter from the super people?
No.
Glenn, you've got enough super to retire.
No, I think it more in terms of, you know, my resume. I've done everything. Oh. After I've done, when you've done this, there's no more. I don't think you'll get it. But
what are those ads that Wilbur Wild does for over 50s? One of those ads? You know those ads?
No.
Oh, a Viagra ad?
You're in the right world, but you're not really.
A nursing home ad where you're holding hands.
I was on a show, but I wasn't on it physically. I came up on the show.
Well, we've got to talk about your performance on Fisk because people have been talking a lot about that. They've been taking screenshots and putting it on the Facebook page. For people that don't know, you played it. Artist who painted
with his penis.
Yeah, with his penis.
Look, let's just cut to the chase, okay? I'll get back to the other thing.
So people want to know, did you actually do it? They want to know, did you actually do it?
Here's what happened. I spoke to the props department, right? And I said, give me an appliance.
Like a strap-on.
No.
A strap-on paintbrush.
Jeez, you jumped to that pretty quickly. an appliance that I could hold. Because I was behind, if you saw the show, I was behind the canvas.
The easel, yeah.
I had to look, and I had to be able to apply paint when they did the from behind shot so you could see the results of my move.
Oh, people pointed out you had paint on your bottom, which is a nice touch.
Well, a friend of mine said it didn't make sense that I had paint on my bottom.
Yeah, but I understand. It's like a frenzy kind of, isn't
it? It's a frenzy. It is a frenzy.
It's a frenzy.
Yeah.
Frenzy.
That's the sort of artist I am. Yeah. And also, too, that it's based on a guy who really does it. And he does the undercoat, or the, what do you call it, the first, with his bum. He puts a bit of paint on his bum and then he runs the canvas so he gets the backdrop.
You get everything with
it. And then he comes in for the detail with his penis. It's all penis 101, seriously.
He holds it and, like a paintbrush.
So they gave me a thing with a bit of sponge on the end, 8 or 9 inches long, which is, you know, pretty much, you know, appropriate.
Approximate.
And then I started to apply it. Working well. Kitty was calling the shot. She was calling it. We did this dialogue and then we improvised a bit.
As you do
in the penis painting scenes. You always improvise a bit.
Of course you do.
And we need to get around to, because you were in the next episode, by the way.
Yeah, playing a lawyer.
Playing someone who eats a lot. And Kitty wrote the part for you. We're going sideways all the time here. Then we started to improvise. And then I put down the prop.
Yeah.
And started to improvise a few moves. And I'll be honest with you. When I did, if you remember the scene, I said, I'll do your eyes now.
Yeah.
It was the real deal.
Oh. Wow, there's an insight that we...
Well, I just figured, well,
all
you know,
didn't need. Well, you're a method actor. You're like, you know...
But I didn't do it...
Stanislavski.
I said, I'm there doing it.
Yeah.
So I may as well do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I had any paint on it at the time. Wow. But I did. The move was a real move. And I got to say, I didn't mind it. And me and the canvas getting on pretty well. And
but imagine getting a bit of paint in the.
Imagine going to the doctor.
Yeah, a bit of oil. You want watercolors, wouldn't you? So just.
But no, I don't think I got. I did. I got paint all over me. It all came off quite. And I was covered in fake tan anyway. So, I think I was pretty well protected. So
you've appeared on another show.
Another show.
I know. You're a question in like a quiz show.
Yes.
So
can retire.
Is it not Hard Report? Not, I'm trying to think of the quiz. No. Millionaire.
Yes.
Millionaire.
Now, that's the flattering part.
Yeah. What's the question, though?
The question was, I didn't see it, but the question was, Glenn Robbins played Uncle Arthur.
In what show?
No. They gave you the options of the names, I think. Uncle Arthur, Uncle Albert, Uncle Bertie, Uncle Bobby. Oh, yeah. And you had to pick. And, of course, it was Uncle Arthur.
And they got it right?
Now, should I be offended? But how? What level of question would you say that would be? $100, $200, $500?
It's not $200. What was it?
Well, it was a $10,000 question.
Wow.
I find that quite offensive.
Why?
Meaning that it's a hard question.
Well, it's a hard question for anyone under 40. But, you know, if you're over 40, everyone would know that. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have said it was a $200 question.
Yeah, I reckon it's $200. But, and so did they win it or?
I don't know.
Wow. Well, someone will have been watching, they'll let us know.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Because I think it was like last week.
Yeah.
So.
Can I phone a friend on that one? Okay. Hello there. Come on, guys. That's the wrong guy. Yeah. Oh, no.
What else can we do for
Corn, me? Corn, 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 Corn.
Is it Corn Carpenter?
Corn Carpenter, sorry.
Yeah.
Corn
Carpenter.
Yeah. Take a seat. What was the famous one? Take a seat. No, what was it? I can't remember.
I want to buy some chairs.
I want to buy some chairs. That's it.
That actually happened to someone. He wanted to buy some. He overheard someone say he's going to buy some shares, and he said he's going to buy some chairs. And what's he going to do with them? He's going to buy them, and then he's going to sit on them.
He did them opposite Mark Mitchelton, who played the exasperated guy very well
in a stylized sort of set, which was minimal light, and I loved probably my favorite character.
Colin Carpenter.
Anyway,
very funny.
Do we play the music? Or do we want to hear about your venture into Fisk world?
Well,
into Fisking world.
There's not much to say about it, but I just play a lawyer who wants to eat in the meetings. So,
and you played it very well. Oh, yeah. Did you swallow?
Yeah.
But you weren't eating and spitting out because obviously a lot of takes, a lot of eating.
Yeah, it wasn't that many takes actually because I did an ad for Cotties once, and at first I'm like, oh, I'll be fine eating the chicken and stuff.
Yeah,
and then after half an hour, I'm like, oh, I can't eat.
Yeah, anymore. I did one for party pies. Oh. And we all had to run in the room and grab the party pies. Oh. And people are going, oh, this is trouble. I'm going, this few takes, I'm going, yeah, it's a party
great.
Pie.
Party pie, yum.
Yeah. So, but there is the, you know, you do sometimes spit it out. It's kind of the real deal.
But no, with that, no, I didn't. No, I didn't spit it out. I was loving that hummus or whatever it was. Hummus.
anyway. You played a smart lawyer.
Not that smart.
Well.
No, he's sort of like a suburban lawyer. A bit Dennis DeNuto from The Castle kind of type. Yeah. He's been practicing law for a long time and he's not really, he's not a crack lawyer, is he? He's a bit slovenly.
Yeah, and you did the scene with Kitty, obviously, and two actresses.
Danielle Farinacci played the aggrieved daughter, and I don't know the other actress's name. Yeah, it was good fun. And Aaron, of course, Aaron Chen.
And they were trying to split, the new young wife wanted the ashes, which I found a little extraordinary.
Yeah.
But lovely result in the end, anyway. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, go into iView and have a look.
It's free. It's free, and it is a really good show.
It's a great show. It's really the best thing going around at the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and hats off to Kitty, who, you know.
She wrote it, directed it.
I'm sure she couldn't have done it without you or I. Of course, you know. She got it to the line. We got it over the line.
There were a lot of 1 a.m. phone calls to me.
Yeah, a lot of panic. A lot of, you know, Kitty, it's going to be okay. You know, we're going to walk you through it.
There's only one thing better going around. This podcast.
I know. And with that music, you just get... It's one of those music... It's a theme that when you hear it, what?
The same guy that did our music, Kit, does the music for Fisk. It's the same guy as Kit Warhurst. She heard the music on here and just went, oh, I don't care how much it costs. I want the somehow related music guy.
Let's hear his beautiful work right now, Sam.
Here he comes.
Welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Yes, well, welcome to the podcast. And, you know, it's easy. We get two topics, got to work out how they're related.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't say it was easy.
Oh, it's easy to listen to, though.
It is easy to listen to. Yeah,
it's like 3MP.
I listened to it on Geelong Road the other day.
Nice.
Got me most of the way down.
Yeah, that's good.
It is a bit weird to listen to yourself, but I've got to say, because we're a couple of weeks, by the time I listen to it, I've forgotten.
I forget some stuff.
I've got a mouse brain, and I forget what I've said. I sometimes go, oh, you're going to make that joke. Oh, I saw that joke coming.
Yeah. Same here. I go, oh, am I going to say this? Oh, I did say that.
Yeah, I did say that.
Oh, did I tell that story? Oh, I did tell that story.
Yeah, and I've been mumbling a bit. I hear myself mumble. I apologize if I mumble
a
little
bit. But I mumble too.
Yeah, so
a bit.
And it's because I don't know. I just like to throw things away a little bit. Some people say to me, "I can't hear you." We listen to you in the bath. I have a friend of ours in the bath together. That's a dangerous thing to do.
Well, that's the sort of thing you do when you're in your 20s, isn't it? And then,
well, it's a bit like when in the sketch we did last week, when you're up the tree getting the avocados and you're putting your test.
Because
if someone stands up in the bath while someone's sitting down in the bath, it's not pleasant,
not pretty.
It's not pretty.
Not pretty.
Whether it's forward, behind, you know, and especially once the leg goes up, then there's all sorts of.
Oh, boy. Carry on.
Yeah, anyway.
Let's get the topics.
Yeah.
How are they related? Sam, thank you.
Trees and fruit salad.
Well, I wouldn't say two of my favourite things, but I'm very fond of trees. Fruit salad, we have fruit salad a fair bit actually at home.
Do you purchase?
No,
make it.
I don't like purchase fruit salad.
You know why? Well, here's why I don't.
Too much rock melon. Yeah, what are they trying to fill it up?
And hard pineapple. You're going, seriously, we all know that it's all meant to be so. It goes with ice cream. It's meant to be so.
Yeah.
So you commit to the big mouthful. You go, what is that?
Yeah.
It's a bit of pineapple.
I don't put rock melon or – I love pineapple, but I rarely put it in fruit salad. Fresh pineapple's kind of hard to judge.
Mm.
What are the –
strawberries?
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Apple sometimes?
Oh, no. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Again, I don't put it in my fruit salad, but I have had it
cubed or sliced.
No, you'd want cubed.
I think you don't want it too big.
Not too big.
Grapes. Grapes. Yes.
Grapes are a good one.
Yep.
Grapes. You think this isn't going to be good, but you're having a fruit salad. Not bad.
Watermelon.
If you got it, yes, absolutely.
Watermelon, as long as you don't cube it too small.
Yeah.
Because it can get slushy. And the big question.
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit is your exotic. You know, you come in at the end with the passion fruit, you put that in and you go, oh my God, I made a fruit
banana.
Salad. That's what I was just going to say. Now, your banana.
Add it later. Add it last minute.
Add it last minute.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, when I go for the scoop in the buffet, I'm always angling for a bit of banana.
Oh, a bit of banana with a bit of passion fruit on it.
Yeah.
Nothing better. And then you need a bit of vanilla ice cream.
Because
or
yogurt.
Reckon,
do you reckon people, when you are prioritizing, people see you prioritizing your hand move, the spoon move?
No. Big news, too. Buffets have just come back in Melbourne. They've just come back.
Because of the COVID.
Yeah. Or you can eat buffets have just.
Because sometimes I reckon I'm caught being prioritized. Like if it's a chicken, like a meat dish, like it's a curry or something, you can see that you've got a bit of, what would you have? A bit of pumpkin, a little bit of pumpkin.
Yeah, but you want some chicken, though.
That's what I'm saying. But then you see that you start prioritizing the chicken. You go, hey, whoa, buddy. Enough chicken for you. So you have
so
to.
You think banana is the chicken of the fruit salad?
I think banana is the chicken of the fruit salad.
I think you're right. And the passion fruit is like the sauce.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And I cut you off. Ice cream. Oh my God.
Yeah. Fruit salad.
Goes together. And it has to. I mean, it's very uncouth to have any other flavor except vanilla.
I think also we have berries sometimes in our fruit salad. So a lot of. Raspberries or blueberries.
Berries, yes, yeah. Big.
If they're in season.
Yeah, raspberries, blueberries.
Have we missed anything out? A bit of orange? In the commercial ones, you get orange. But
I don't like the mandarin.
No, too many pips.
Yep.
I love a mandarin by itself, but I don't, and I don't put an orange in generally. If I'm desperate, I'll put an orange in. Well, sometimes we cut up a peach or an apricot.
Apricot, that's nice.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, a bit of stone fruit.
Would you go, yogurt as well?
Oh, I love a bit of yogurt and ice cream.
Blend it together. Do you mix it through?
Absolutely. I mix it through. Hey, what about pear?
Oh, how could we forget
pear?
Pear.
Tell you what, pear farmers would have been very angry up to that point.
I'm
not listening to this anymore. I'm not listening to Doreen.
A pear really does. When you look at a pear in the bowl, you go,
whatever.
When you bite into a pear. But one day hard. You got to. It's like it has a one-day window of being perfect. Leave it a day too late. It's just sloppy.
A little bit like avocado.
Yeah. You got to really pick your pear time.
Oh, yeah. Good pear.
But the dribble factor on biting into a pear is very high.
There's a stand-up comedian. I can't remember a British one who does a routine about seeing a guy. Is it eat a pear on a train?
Oh, that's good.
The only way you can eat a pear is over the sink at home.
It's true. Now, point. But I have, I'm a slice man.
Oh, you slice it? Yeah, yeah, okay.
And skin on.
Oh, skin on. I bite a pair.
You'll bite a pair. Yeah, and does it get a bit, do you start doing that weird thing with your teeth as you get closer into the core?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't suck it, do you?
No, I haven't had a pear for a long time, actually.
Neither have I, because no. I just don't. What about tinned pears?
Oh, yeah, I love them.
There'd be a fair whack of sugar in
there. Yeah, we used to have them, peaches or pears. We had them a lot as a kid.
Yeah, with ice cream.
And I always have this, I think it's an argument with Kieran about which is better. And I always said pears, and she said peaches. And so the kids always have peaches, actually.
Peaches, like, again.
Get some pears.
Very quietly go about their work. Very, you know, as we've said before, when they all turn up to the party, of the fruit seller party, who comes in last? Who are they waiting for to turn up? Is it Banana?
I think it's Banana. They're the rock star. All right, I'll get my clothes off. Yeah, all right, whatever. You can, like, you know, we had tin fruit sale for a long time.
Yeah.
By that SBC tin one, which was in a beautiful sugary pineapple sauce.
Yep.
And you know what was in there? Cherry. There'd be a glazed cherry. Some sort of cherry in there as
well. Oh, okay. Good? No, good. Nah, too much. I went because you can get those little single packs now.
Yeah.
I forget, is it Golden Circle makes them?
Mm-hmm.
And there's one called Apple. I went, Apple. Great. Apple, yum. Apple. But it was apple puree?
Oh, yeah. That's like old.
It's like baby food.
Baby food, yeah.
You're going, people, no, very disappointing. I'm done with that. I don't, because apple on your cereal is stewed apple. Oh my God.
Beautiful, Mike.
Stewed
Mike.
Apple.
Beautiful.
We have a danger of going way over time when we start talking about food. People are salivating at home.
We can do trees if there's nothing more to say about fruit salad. Would you order fruit salad in a restaurant?
No.
It's breakfast buffet.
Yes.
And then make it at home. It's a healthy dessert for the kids.
Would you take it as a dish to someone else's barbecue, or is that a cop-out?
No,
I don't think you would.
Unless you've known for, you know, Di's bringing her famous fruit salad.
Yeah.
You know,
But what makes it famous?
We had a friend who used to talk a fruit salad up. Oh, this is my famous. You can't say it's your famous fruit salad.
No.
That's for other people to say.
Yeah.
It's not your famous fruit salad, just because you said.
Because at my local coffee shop, they got their famous apple pies. And I said to them, why are they famous? I just couldn't help myself. I guess they're apple pies. They can't be famous. And he said that they were written up in the local paper. So I guess that qualifies. But
how funny you asked. That's like a Larry David moment. Why are they famous?
Well, did someone...
I remember seeing in a pizza shop near my house had a sign in the window, just a little sign, wholemeal pizza, backed by popular demand. I feel like saying... Who's been asking for wholemeal pizza, mate? Who wants wholemeal pizza?
Can I have a wholemeal pizza? Oh, we're not doing them. Oh, can you please bring them back?
Also, I remember seeing, who was the guy in LRB? Glenn Shorrock. And then underneath, in Adelaide, was it some venue? Backed by popular demand. Well, how does that work? I mean, do people ring it up saying we want Glenn? I mean, I love Glenn Shorrock, but did you do one show and everyone loved it maybe, and then they just ring it up constantly? When are you getting Glenn back? Oh, all right. We'll bloody get him back.
That's my popular demand. A pizza, wholemeal pizza, here's my thing. You can't have a bet both ways.
No.
If you're going to be crappy food, stay crappy food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like vegetable dim sims.
If you're going to be shit, just be shit. And if you're going to be good, like you got, what is it, vegetarian patties that you can get and stuff like that, you go, oh, no, vegetarian.
Vegetarian hamburgers.
Hamburgers, yeah, that's it. Yeah. You go, piss off from the bad food. If you're so good... Just do your own thing.
Yeah.
You know, give it a new name. How dare they?
How dare they? How dare they?
Anyway, so I have to say fruit salad on the top 10 desserts, where's it coming in at for you? Not very high?
10th? 11? Well, you got to go. Okay, if I was out somewhere and they had every dessert possible,
say buffet. Because sometimes with a buffet, they'll have things that can be go along like
I'd go, first off, I'd go a chocolate self-sourcing pudding with ice cream. I reckon that'd be number one.
Yep.
Then apple pie with ice cream.
Yeah, I'm with you all the way.
Number three would be some kind of pavlova, maybe.
Yeah, don't, too much sugar.
A banana split, some kind of ice cream and banana.
Ooh, yeah.
Or cream, you know, topping. Fruit salad? Nah, fruit salad. I wouldn't even go near the fruit salad. We just have it at home.
Is fruit salad like a condiment of the sweet world? Is it like? Is it just a bit of you throw a bit on the side for the sake of it? Sometimes when you... Because, you know, sometimes... Here's a question.
I think it's a healthy
option. Here's a question.
Things like McDonald's making salads.
When you go to the buffet
yeah.
and there's more than one dessert,
hmm.
do you go, I'll have a little bit of a few? Yeah,
absolutely.
But surely they're fighting each other on the plate.
Yeah. Oh, no. But a fruit salad, I only ever have at a breakfast buffet. I would never have it at night.
I have seen you have breakfast, and it's your nod to health.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. I love it for breakfast because at home, who can be bothered cutting it all up? But there in the hotel, it's all there for you. So just
yep.
Get all that into you with a bit of yogurt and then have the Cocoa Pops, you know, the crumpet.
Again, our listeners are just celebrating. Trees.
You know, a fruit salad, did you ever play the fruit salad game in Scouts or youth group?
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is pretty. Oh, you want to play this with you?
You got to bend over and do something, no. Or you got to.
No, it's a very simple game. Everyone gets a fruit. Okay, so you three kids are bananas. You three kids are peaches. You three kids are apples. Pears. Oh, everyone's standing against the wall. Okay, pears, and then all the pears have to run back, touch the wall, run back again. Bananas. Everyone runs back, touches the walls, and then the scout leader yells like, "Fruit salad!" And everyone has to run and touch the wall. And the last one to touch the wall is out of the fruit salad. Pretty exciting game, yeah.
I was going to say. Not in the top 10 of games.
I know when the scout leader goes, I think we'll play fruit salad. You're like, oh, geez, fruit salad. What the he's bloody struggling.
Because we had British Bulldog. I mean, this in the name is a lot more fun than.
Absolutely. Hoppo Bumpo.
Yeah, Hoppo Bumpo. Hoppo Bumpo.
You had to tie up a leg, didn't you? It was brutal. What, and
Poison Ball?
Oh, yeah, great. They still play a version of that. They call it something different.
Yeah.
You'll find kids are still playing these games. It's really interesting, but they change the names. Like British Bulldog is called something else.
I was at a friend's place the other day, and they were playing this table tennis game where if you lost the point, you had to take your shirt off, turn around, and then the guy could serve the table tennis ball into your back as hard as he wanted to.
Were these teenagers? Or
Yeah. Oh, no.
We're old guys.
Bunch of 50-year-olds. Come on, let's play, you know, wounding table tennis. Trees.
Oh, those trees.
God, where do you start?
Those useless trees.
What's your favourite?
I don't know.
I like a willow. Not good for your pipes,
though. I like a gum tree.
I like a ghost gum. I like a gum tree.
What are the trees that... well, they always talk about them on the radio, that in Melbourne they create all the pollen and stuff and ruin everyone's day.
Oh, really? Because as I've got older, I'm getting a bit of that.
Yeah, a bit of hay fever. I like, we've got a great tree in the backyard, which is a ficus.
And sorry?
Ficus you.
Hey, ficus. Dave, it's about your fucking ficus tree. Fucking give me the ficus. Fuck off.
I actually was showing Claire Hooper around, friend of the show.
Hang on.
She came to my house.
That is weird.
No, that's not weird. We were going to do a gig and she goes, oh, I've never been to your house. And I said, oh, she goes, can I have a look in the backyard? Yeah, because she's
weird.
It's not that weird. And so I said, yeah, come down the side if you want to have a look. We were just waiting for Des Dowling, the other comic, to come and take us.
Were you eating some fruit salad as you walked down there?
Yeah, fruit salad. Where were we going? Foster in Gippsland. Anyway, and she had a look at the backyard. And she goes, oh, this tree is so beautiful. And I said, that's a ficus. And I said, I did a gig for that tree. She's like, what? And
what?
So, yeah, so it was an established tree. So the guy delivered it on the back of a truck. And then the builder or someone was at a house and he got like a digger thing, and then he had to lift it off the truck and put it in a hole. So it's like a, you know.
But let's get back to the, how did you get it for the, are you getting to that?
Well, I did a gig for Hello, Chris and Murray's.
Chris and Murray, they were big in Gully. Victoria?
Yeah, I think it's just Victorian. And so
I'm Chris and I'm Murray. Yeah.
Hello, come down to Neighbours Be Gone. And he was always like, and he was a big guy, and he was always nude with a tutu hiding behind a tree. That was a classic late night cheap ad that just took off in popular culture.
Bare rooted.
That's bare rooted. Neighbours Be Gone. I'm Chris. I'm Murray.
And we're bare rooted.
Yeah, come down to our nursery. And anyway, they used to advertise it on radio, and I got to know them. They were really nice people. And he rings me up. And he goes, "Do you want to come and do a gig on a boat for our Christmas party? And I want you to stand up the front with me and wear a tutu." I'm like, what the?
Oh, and a nod to him.
Yeah, so yeah, I went along and we got
you
on.
You did it?
Yeah, we got on like a river cruise on the Yarra in Melbourne. And me and him stood up the front and all their employees, all these drunk gardeners and nursery people. Were a bit rough. They were great though. And I had to wear a tutu and he went, "Hello everyone, hello. Anyone's cheering and stuff. And I said, he goes, "And I'll pay you with a tree." I'm like, "Well, what do you mean a tree?" And he goes, "Do you need any trees?" I said, "Well, we just moved into our new house and we wanted an established tree to go in the backyard.
Oh, well, that's expensive.
They're expensive. So we went and had a look at the nursery, and it was a huge ficus, which is a native Queensland tree. And then he goes, I'll come around and drop it off. And so he turned up with his big truck, and the builder was there with like a little digger thing, and he picked up the truck and put it in the tree.
So how much would it cost you, do you reckon? Thousand?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Deciduous?
What does that mean?
I'm just trying to be clever.
It's evergreen. It's green all year round.
That means it doesn't drop its leaves. Deciduous means it drops its leaves.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't think it drops its leaves. Oh, it does drop a few leaves.
Is it bare-rooted?
It's bare-rooted. He turned up in the tutu. I don't know what he was doing. Hello, hello. And it was so funny. He rang me up one day and he wanted some advice about he got asked to do the opening of a rodeo in Cockatoo. And they wanted him to open it as a celebrity. And he said, what jokes should I do? I said, mate, just keep saying hello, hello over and over and say bare-rooted.
When in doubt.
Yeah, you know. Don't stray off the script. That's what they know you for.
Mm. You know what he should do?
Mm.
Here's a joke for him. He's probably listening. What he should do is he should
be listening.
This is great. He wears a tutu, right?
Yeah.
Then do you want to know how old I am? Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't have any underpants on, wears a tutu, turns around, bends over, and goes, count my rings.
Hello, hello. Then the neighbours will be gone, that's for sure. Be gone, neighbours.
So what are your trees? Your trees are your oxygen.
Oh, they're very important, Glenn, very important. I love trees.
You sound like
Steve Brax.
Steve Brax.
Very important, Glenn. I love going. I read this in a book or something or in the paper that if you go for a walk in nature, it calms you down.
Yeah,
they do this thing called tree bar thing in Sweden. You go and lie in the trees.
Yeah, it's no doubt it is quite hard to feel stressed unless you're on your phone in a forest or anywhere where there's lots of oxygen pumping out.
You're a partisan getting chased by Nazis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It always seemed to happen in forests.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Or you turn on Chris's in his tutu. Hello, hello.
So
what else can we say about trees?
Tree houses.
Oh, yeah. I fell out of one when I was... I remember my brother came over and we were in Nicholas English's tree house and he goes, hey, the ABBA arrival record just arrived. And I went, oh, great. And I fell out of the tree house and hit my head.
Did you break anything?
No, but it does explain a few things. Yeah. I didn't get knocked unconscious.
Because we had a treehouse, and my brothers were being nasty to me. And they I went inside to tell Mum and said, and Phil did this and Neil did. No, I think it was Neil. And anyway, just as I'm about to unleash the story about what Neil did to me, Neil runs in and his arm's really short. In other words, it's broken and gone back up into itself. Oh. And I'm looking at his arm going, oh, that's not right. But I'm also going, oh, there goes my story.
Yeah.
Well, I think broken arm trumps. He's been mean to me.
God has punished him.
Yes.
Glenn. God has punished him.
But yeah, he fell out and then fell across a path.
Oh,
so his arm hit where the concrete started and finished. And to this day, he always walks to the left.
Yeah.
He thinks
it's weird.
What about swing ropes?
Oh, they're great. If you get a good swing rope into the river. Or just we had a
knowing the point to let go, because a lot of stuff on YouTube where people are just going, I didn't let go, he's gone back into the tree.
We had a swing on our tree, but one of our nephews sat on it and it broke. Because there comes a point where you're too big to sit on the swing on the tree.
Yeah,
the kids used to love it. They used to get out there all the time and swing on the tree.
Yeah, because
bloody love it.
I mean, we used to have one, and you put a stick through the end, and you can sit on the stick, or you can hang onto the stick like Tarzan.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then I let go at the wrong time and then got winded. When you got winded when you fell out of something, it was the worst feeling because you couldn't get your...
terrible.
You got the wind getting knocked out of you.
Terrible.
Oh, terrible feeling.
But climbing trees was great fun, but, you know, dangerous when you think about it.
The queen plants trees.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Does she?
Doesn't she have a really nice spade and a nice bit of soil and she puts the soil under the tree and...
Yeah.
And as planned, they put a plaque up
and
everything.
I now declare. Surely she's retiring soon from
this bare-rooted tree.
And Chris turns up in his tutu. Hello, hello, Elizabeth. Good Lord. Philip's turned. Well, I mean, we're sitting up by trees.
We all know. Yeah. What's the oldest tree in the world?
Oh, those ones in America?
I don't know. I think they're
Oregon.
pine or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 5,000. But I think there's red. Some in Japan that are like 80,000 years old. 80,000 years old? How would that?
80,000 years old.
Oh, look, I probably read that.
Gee,
right.
That would make a good bit of furniture, wouldn't it?
It would be. Ooh,
gee, look at
okay,
that.
Okay, just back the track up there. Just don't go too close to the 80. Oh, Japan. Oh no.
We've cut it down accidentally. Yeah. Oh, well.
But even so, even your 5,000.
That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. You go, where were we? Where we
went? Stories it could tell.
Oh, man. We went for a walk in the Otways over summer, or a few walks, and there's some beautiful trees in there. Unbelievable.
I went through the forest. What's the one in San Francisco?
Yeah, I don't know, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
The trees were just
massive.
Oh. Yeah, just incredible.
Will you look at that tree over
there?
Oh,
my God. Honey, come stand close. Oh, look out there. I'm blocking out the sunlight.
There's a giant tree, Dennis.
All right.
All right. Well, let's get some thinking music. Well, let's have a bit of Chris and Murray, some of their best.
Do you reckon? Yeah.
Hello,
I mean, we apologize to anyone else around the country.
Yeah, but they'll get the gist of it.
It's a cheap late night ad, and it was Chris and Murray who owned it, and he would be in a tutu.
Yeah.
And his wife would step out as well.
Yeah.
And they would talk, and they knew what they were doing, talking about Bare Rooted. They knew, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they're not stupid. They're not stupid.
Are they, but we haven't seen them for some time. Are they okay? Have they been?
They split up
after the tutu thing, the incident.
I don't know what happened, but I know that. I think Chris has gone his own way because he's still.
Oh, they really did. Chris. I thought you were joking.
No, I think they have.
It made the news. It was that big.
No, I saw their son. He was DJing at a gig I did.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he's a lovely guy. He was a lovely guy. And I got to know the whole family, Glenn. But I think, they split up.
But he's literally bare-rooted. Okay, I won't do that joke again. Okay.
But he's still running nurseries. I don't know what Mari's doing. But, yeah, he definitely is.
We never know. We might find out.
We might find out. You never know.
Okay, hit us with an ad.
Hello, hello. Right now is the ultimate time to plant bare-rooted trees.
And we've got thousands of them.
Don't pay $30 or $40 for a 6-foot tree. Get them for $9.90.
Fruiting apples and cherries, $9.90.
Shade and screening trees, $9.90.
Blossom and autumn colour trees, $9.90.
Maples, ash, oak, poplar, wisteria trees up to 6-foot tall, $9.90.
We've even got money trees.
What? We've got a money tree?
Nah, I spent it.
Get bare-rooted before it's too late at Chris and Marius, Karen Burns and Campbellfield, or at hellohello.com.au.
Wow, it was right there, 11 p.m. at night.
No, look, it got your attention. It yelled at you.
It kept my attention.
Yep. And I don't know.
Well, they would do good business, you know what I mean? And he always knew what he was talking about when it came to trees. He was very knowledgeable about it. Very knowledgeable. Yeah. Grew up in the tree world, I think. Grew up in the tree industry. All right, what is your... I don't even know what the answer is. The trees and fruit salad. Trees and fruit salad. Trees and fruit salad. Maybe there was some controversy where they were using some part of the tree to fill out the fruit salad. Yeah. Like when my nana said her friend...
A bit of wood.
Yeah, a bit of wood died, like rock melon. When my nana said her friend lived next to the cherry rye factory and all that used to come in were truckloads of turnips. Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to say
that's true.
That... Am I right in saying fruit only grows on trees?
Oh, wow. No, pineapple grows in like a bunch on the...
In the ground.
Yeah, like some fruit grows on... But you might be onto something because apples grow on trees, oranges grow on trees, pears grow on trees.
Great.
Can I use that one?
I don't think it's it, but I'm just going to go... I'll just say only fruit grows on trees.
Okay.
There is a tree that can produce all the fruit you need for a fruit salad. Unfortunately, it's not a naturally occurring tree, but one that's been grafted together. A tree of 40 fruit is one of a series of fruit trees created by the Syracuse University professor Sam Van Aken using the technique of grafting. Each tree produces 40 types of stone fruit of the genus Prunus, ripening sequentially from July to October in the United States.
Wow, okay. Well, that's...
Think, what do they do? They do a
raft.
Rafting.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I wonder if Chris and Mafty do it.
Chris and Murray do a bit of bear rooting grafting.
Bear rooting grafting.
Neighbours be gone.
Oh, yeah. We're at Dave's place. You've got one of those trees, right? Your place.
Yeah.
I come around for dinner and you've made a beautiful, what did we have for main?
I don't know, because Kieran always says we should invite Glenn over because when your partner goes away.
Yeah, I'm alone, home alone.
She's often away.
Well, she's not getting away anymore because of COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's just say we've had the main meal, which was sausages.
Nah, I wouldn't cook sausages for you. What would you like? What about a roast? Would you like a roast?
Roast would be lovely.
Roast lamb?
Roast lamb, lovely. Yeah, beautiful roast potatoes, whole thing.
Oh, I'll do
then it. You would say, I would say, what's for dessert? And you would say,
here's a basket.
Go and pick your own.
Yeah.
Get out. We're not made of money. We're not buying some highfalutin pie or something from Sarah Lee.
That is the greatest scam ever, the pick your own raspberry farm and strawberry farm. We went there once, again near the Otways, and the kids loved it, but it's like, and next to us were backpackers who were being paid to pick the fruit.
Mm.
And yet we're all doing it for free. Like, oh, this is a great experience for the kids. And just cheap labour,
yeah.
I reckon.
In the, you know,
pick your fruit.
Was it something, a punnet? A punnet.
Yeah.
And we were on the way home and we got a beautiful punnet of strawberries.
Oh, yum. Nothing like a good fresh strawberry.
I don't like strawberries. This is interesting. I don't like strawberries.
You don't like strawberries?
I don't like strawberries. There isn't much I don't like. It must have been an incident as a child that I has because maybe it's because sometimes they can be a bit edgy.
The texture, yeah, they can be a bit tart. And then if you get a moldy one, it's like, oh, it's the worst thing ever.
So do you ever pick them up and just eat them like a thing and bite them in the thing?
I have a love of strawberry.
And then throw the breast over the fence at the barbecue when you're at the barbecue.
The barking dog. Cop that. I love a strawberry. I love a strawberry. Oh, strawberry with a bit of cream. Oof, are you kidding me? Mm. Bit of balsamic vinegar on it.
Anyway, so all the other trees can act together.
Lazy.
Come up, just come up with some little berry or something or some little, a few leaves here and there. Here's a tree that is so punching above its weight and, delivering.
It's like when you see a comedian. I was talking the other day because I did the gala last night. I didn't tell you.
Oh.
I got the late call up. This is a comedy festival gala. It'll be on TV soon. They're doing two. They do two every year.
Yeah.
I got the call up on Sunday, and I wondered why. Because, the gala's often, then I saw Peter Hallier on Wednesday, and he dropped out. So I reckon they just went, oh, geez, we need another fat white guy. that guy.
Is it on the ABC?
Yeah, it's on the ABC.
So chances of you getting a gig, fat white guy.
Fat white guy. But anyway.
Diversity. Hello, ABC. Your act together.
I was the diversity on the bill. I was the only fat white guy. Durek was on. He's Sri Lankan, and he's lost all his weight. So he didn't even have a fat Sri Lankan guy.
Mm.
Anyway, whatever. And I talked about the time I had to follow Dimitri Martin, who is like a fruit salad tree. He's very funny. He's American.
It's great.
He's good looking, and he plays guitar.
Yeah.
Mate, settle down. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But you're Dave O'Neill.
Yeah, but the time I did that gala, my set didn't make it to the air because it wasn't very good. It was like I was the sole apple tree following the fruit salad tree. Yeah.
I just think
the fruit salad tree.
Look, nothing against the comedy festival, but comedian after comedian after comedian,
it's hard.
It's hard, yeah. And it should really, when you think about it, a night should be blended.
Yeah,
like the old times, you have a singer. Have a magician.
Oh, variety.
Yeah, variety. And then when the comedian comes out, you celebrate the comedian.
I know.
But when it's like, here's someone doing stand-up.
Here's another person.
Here's another one doing stand-up.
Oh, they had a fair bit of variety.
Here's another one doing stand-up.
I've got to say, there was a fair bit of music and...
Oh, was there? Okay.
Arnie Donna were hosting, and they're like a very funny sketch group.
Yeah, they're great.
Very funny. And anyway. And I was the only fat white guy. So I had the fat white guy stuff nailed. And I did do all stuff about being fat.
What room was it?
The Palais.
What'd you close with?
Oh, I close with the... I do stuff at my sleep mask. My sleep mask. I wear a CPAP for everyone.
You're blowing your material. I don't want to blow your material. Yeah.
Oxygen with a hose attached to a machine, as I say to my wife. It's time to make love to Snuffleupagus. Here we go. That wasn't my closer. My closer is I got an insight of my future and I'm lying in bed having a nap and I've got it on. Because it makes noise. Darth Vader. And I see the three kids gather at the end of the bed and I hear one of them say, I think we should turn the machine off. That's it. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Here's a juggler. Enjoy that. I'm going home.